Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Unmute everybody. Krishna. Accept our obeisances.
Hare Krishna, everybody.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Okay, now we have everybody. Okay, Radha Krishna, you go ahead. I mean Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Chandra. Says
yeah,
Radha Krishna.
Krishna Prabhu's account. Thank you everybody for coming, and especially thank you Guru Maharaj for bringing us all together. This is quite traditional that Guru Maharaj like to speak with the devotees that have been recommended for initiation. So this goes on before initiation, gets everybody together. So that you're here means that you've been following the principles and chanting Hare Krishna for some period of time, minimum 6 months. And that you've been recommended by your counselors or your authorities or your temple presidents, and that Guru Maharaj has accepted you as a disciple, and on the upcoming festival, then there will be initiations. So traditional that Guru Maharaj like to speak with the devotees, the importance of initiation, what initiation means, and how we can maintain our commitment as a disciple. There'll be a chance for some questions at the end, so if devotees have questions, please send them in the chat, and then we can ask those a little later. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Well,
Krishna.
Ideally, we would have been meeting here maybe a couple of days before Nrisimha Chaturdasi, and discussing together. I take it the translation's going on in Russian and Turkish, right?
Yes, Nrisimha Krishna Prabhu is translating, and I think someone else is translating for.
Very good. Very well done. Thank you for that. Yeah, this is a little more, anyway, impersonal. What can I say? It's not the same. What to speak of initiation? I've been thinking about it a lot since yesterday. Chaitanya Chandra, I talked to Prithvi and so on. Because yesterday I met with Hungarian devotees. There must have been 24 prospective initiates there. And, you know, initiation is such a wonderful part of one's spiritual life. I know when I was getting initiated, that was a long, long, long time ago. I just remembered something. 20th, April 20th, I remember April 28th was when I moved into the temple. I was 47 years ago. I said it would be May 1st, but there ended up being so much tension between me and my wife, just with the waiting process, because I was going and she wasn't, that I just did it early. I remember when I got initiated, I was practically crying through the whole process. I don't know whether temple president thought that I was having second thoughts or something, but it was such a wonderful experience, and making that connection with Srila Prabhupada. And it's nice to be in the assembly of devotees, personal presence of the spiritual master. Of course, I didn't have that opportunity. Prabhupada was, I don't know where he was at the time, when we were getting initiated, somewhere in the world, traveling. But it's a wonderful experience. This is a little different. And we've got, now Adrienne is hiding out in her car because that's the only place that she can be, because her husband can't be party to what's going on, and I guess he's locked up also in with a lockdown in America. And then we've got Julia in Turkey, and devotees in Russia, and Antonin, and then Natalia's in, also in Turkey, down south. And we're all spread out, and Evie's out in, you're in Cardiff now, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then Ivar's, he's up north. So we're all in different places, and we're going to organize this initiation online. You're going to be there, and we're going to have a festival over here where devotees can see you and you can see what's going on, and we'll see how that's going to take place. I recommended that you, in terms of japa beads and so on, you can get your local president to chant on them. It's impossible to send them to me in time. I'll chant on them at some later time. And and we'll see how progress goes. I did the initiation for one devotee online just a couple of weeks back, and I sort of touched her beads like that. So that was as close as I got. So we're working on it. We'll let you know some more details of just exactly when this goes, how it goes. You know, usually we have it as part of Nisshinga Chaturdasi. Now we're having, that's going to be on the 10th, the festival. It will be both festivals in one, the idea being that it'll be in the morning. So that's from, who knows, 9 to 2. Does this initiation fit into that? I had second thoughts about that time, just because if I speak 2 minutes to each devotee, just to make it a little personal, and that gets translated, that's going to be 5 minutes times 30 devotees, that's almost 3 hours. So I don't know whether we can keep the attention of the international community for 3 hours just with that. And one thought was to have it in the afternoon, which is okay for the UK and Europe and America, Russia. It will be in the evening, Turkey's just an hour later. So it's doable, and we'll do our best to sort of compensate for this distance. Although the distance is really an external thing, because it's a real transcendental affair in which Krishna's in my heart, Krishna's in your heart, so in effect, we're just side by side. And there's no real distance between us. I'm speaking slow enough for translation. There's no real distance that way. And the connection is direct in any case. It's not dependent on time, or it's not dependent on space. It's something that's very inconceivable, and it is part of Krishna's achintya potencies, inconceivable potencies. So, yes, Chaitanya Chanaprabhu said, chanting 16 rounds, following regulative principles for 6 months, preferably a lot longer, and ultimately that's the sign of a gentleman, a gentle lady. The real qualification for devotional service is real faith, pure faith in Krishna, that if I serve Krishna and I chant Hare Krishna, then all my spiritual needs will be fulfilled. How that transpires is not always something that we'd map out personally. It may be something that Krishna has often different ideas than we have, and generally those are much better ideas than we have. In fact, they're always better ideas, but we may not always understand how it is that Krishna does things like that. Like just recently, I've had two close acquaintances in the UK, devotees, who Krishna took away. They left their bodies from this virus, pandemic, COVID-19. Wasn't the way their family members would have planned things, but Krishna has a different plan. And one thing about Krishna's plan is that it always happens. There's nothing you can really do to stop it. So the best thing is that we surrender and that we accept that plan, however it unfolds. If Krishna was as sentimental as we were, we'd still be, we'll never get out of the material world. He's not attached. He's attached to us spiritually, and sometimes there's conflict between spiritual attachment and material attachment. But like I say, there's no point arguing with Krishna. You never win. Everything always goes his way. So surrender, Sharanagati. And this is one aspect of surrender, that I make that very serious commitment. Make that really serious commitment to Krishna, that yes, in this lifetime, I'm finished with this material world, and I'm coming back to you, whatever the cost. And that has to be our determination, that we're determined that whatever it takes, I will do this. Bharat Maharaj was king of the world. He just left. He left even as a young man. Parikshit Maharaj, he was a young man, but he really didn't have much choice because he was cursed. He only had 7 days to live. Excuse me a minute. Bharat Maharaj wasn't reacting to some circumstance. He was just so Krishna conscious that he realized, if I want to progress further, I have to leave this kingdom behind. My wife, my children, the kingdom, the subjects, the wealth, the responsibility, these things, along with going further in my spiritual life, are in conflict. So then I give it up. And he left. A devotee is willing to do whatever it takes because Mamekam Sharanam Braja, because that's Krishna's requirement in order for us to really move forward. So Shraddha Vishwas, this very, very strong faith, and the strong faith in the process that's given to us, and that process has really been very, very simply formulated for us in Srila Prabhupada's books. And if you read those books and study those books, then you really understand. Now, these are the steps that I have to make in order to move forward. And really, that's what this initiation means. It means another step, another commitment, but it's one of many. It's not the last stage. In English, the word initiation also has, you know, this initial, or to initiate, and it means it's the beginning, is the verb, something that starts a process. So this really starts in earnest, that process. Srila Prabhupada explains like going to school. For instance, you've all been chanting Hare Krishna for such a while, but chanting Hare Krishna when you take initiation is different. It's different in the sense that Krishna says that upadikshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshina, that you should make this stage of initiation, and when you do, Prabhupada uses the words recognize, you become recognized. So it's when you go to school, particularly when you go to university. Now, you know, universities are different than, for instance, great schools or high schools where you just, you know, strangers can't walk in to a classroom. It's only the students who are supposed to be there. But in the university, anyone can walk into a class, any class, and they can attend the class. But unless you're a registered student who's actually gone through the admission process, you don't get a diploma. So this is the admission process. This is the admission process into the offenseless chanting of Krishna's names. And that's why at initiation, Srila Prabhupada would want to hear an explanation of the 10 offenses to the holy name and how devotees will stay aloof from those 10 offenses and avoid those 10 offenses. Because it's only offenseless chanting that leads to pure chanting, and it's only pure chanting that leads to love for Krishna, and it's only love for Krishna that is really brings us to the stage of bhakti. Shraddha rati bhakti ranukramishyasi. Bhakti means, real bhakti means bhakti with love, and what we're practicing here is the imitation of that. We go through the same movements. We dress the same way, we chant the same mantra, we glorify Krishna, we worship his deity form, but it's the shadow of the real thing because the substance is still missing. And yome bhaktya prayachati, and that substance is love. Love is what makes bhakti bhakti. It's like a puppet, without the hand inside the puppet, still looks like the puppet, but it doesn't do anything. So love is what really gives substance to bhakti, but it requires, it's through this Nam Sankirtan that we actually attain it. So I'm really happy to be able to accept you as disciples. I'm doing that on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. 1987, Chaitanya Chandra.
87.
So that's 33 years.
Yeah.
Chaitanya Chandra was initiated 33 years ago. Shows you how old he is. Of course, he was pretty young at that time.
Yeah, I was just showing somebody a picture, actually. I'll show you.
And so it's a service on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. Go ahead, when the picture is ready, show it to us. That's you, right? Oh, but that's here in Hungary.
That's here in Hungary.
Oh, we're out on Harinam. Or what? Where are we? I can't see.
That's in the temple in the. Yeah, Budapest temple, the old temple.
In those days, I was still playing drum.
Yeah.
So no one could.
I think it'd been about 40, 42 at that time.
Yes. So actually, the initiation is on a part of the disciplic succession, through the disciplic succession to Krishna, and Krishna is willing to accept this whole process here. Is quite unorthodox, although it's probably being done a bit this year by others as well. In the 10th canto, appearance of Krishna, the demigods say like that. Very, very beautiful verse. I'm just looking to see if I have that. No. Yes, here it is. Here it is. He says, they say, Swayam samuttirya sudurshtaram dhyuman varnavam bhimam adabrasuridha Bhavat padam bho ruhana vamatrate nidhaya jata sad anugraha bhavan. O Lord, who resembles the shining sun, you are always ready to fulfill the desire of your devotee, and therefore you are known as a desire tree, Banchakalpa taru. When acharyas completely take shelter under your lotus feet in order to cross the fierce ocean of nescience, they leave behind on earth the method by which they cross, and because you are very merciful to your other devotees, you accept this method to help them. In other words, here Prabhupada quotes this verse a lot, demigods say that when some adjustment, spiritual master makes some adjustment in order to facilitate their followers' advancement, Krishna is willing to accept that. Now, a really good example is Prabhupada started, he wanted us to chant 64 rounds. And I wish those devotees didn't get in the way. We may have a much smaller Krishna consciousness movement. We'd have a very Krishna consciousness movement if everyone had to chant 64 rounds for initiation. One of the drawbacks of that would be is that devotees would have very little time for preaching because they'd be spending a lot more time. They'd be spending 8 hours a day chanting japa. Prabhupada said 16. So Krishna was, well, obviously Prabhupada had a plan with 64. He didn't just pull it out of a hat. He was thinking about this some time before. And he had a vision of what he wanted. He saw, all right, it's not possible. So then he adjusted, which means that he also made that arrangement. He said, you accept this method. So Krishna then accepts this method. Why? Because he's very merciful. So, you know, it's just like in school, someone may not do very well, but still sometimes a teacher or the principal may admit them anyway. All right. Let him go in any case. We pass him, he can go to the next class. So, of course, Prabhupada didn't want us necessarily to just chant 16 rounds. And practically never do you hear Prabhupada say, chant 16 rounds. He always says a minimum of 16 rounds. Which means that in back of Srila Prabhupada's mind, it was always there that if you can, chant more. And it's something I encourage devotees to do every once in a while when you have time. Chant more. Chant 64. If you really have the time, chant 192. Get up at midnight and chant midnight to midnight. And then after that, you realize that chanting 16 rounds is an embarrassment. It's struggling to chant 16. While I was just listening to a morning walk of Srila Prabhupada, I think it's in Hyderabad, and devotees say, oh, Prabhupada, well, devotees have difficulty chanting 16 rounds. Prabhupada says, they're not devotees. They're not even human beings. So, 16 is, you know, if a baby can't crawl, where is he going? At least you've got to be able to crawl. And chanting 16 rounds is crawling. So, anyway, take seriously this chanting. If we do chanting without offense, then you get the diploma, and that diploma is that you can actually attain prema. But that's up to you, and it does require work. It's not as easy as it looks. Right, Chaitanya Chandra? It's not as easy as it looks. Not as easy as it sounds. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. You'll be happy, but to get up there, it's really hard work, and you have to be willing to sacrifice, and ultimately really get Krishna's attention. Okay, if anyone has any questions, then we can answer that. I have another conference coming up in 15 minutes. We will be in touch as to just exactly what happens at what time, and just make sure you're always in tune to Hungarian time, East European or European Standard Time, so you're here, you participate. Have your kantimala, be nicely dressed like everybody is now, and then starting with Ivars and Adrian and Antonin and Natalia and everyone else, then we'll we'll meet then at that time, and we'll have our ceremony with real yukta vairagya, engaging things in Krishna service. Okay, there was some question.
Yeah, Ivash Prabhu, you'd like to ask your questions? There you had the first two questions that you could put together.
Hare Krishna. I'd like to ask, what should we expect after the initiation? Like, will it be easier or harder in our spiritual practice?
Generally, devotees experience the fact that something has happened. I don't think there's any reason why it should get either easier or harder. It's still the same stairs you have to go up. They haven't changed. And you still have to make the same effort. But it's not just a ritual. Although we have things like a fire sacrifice and taking vows and so on. But you do experience a connection with the internal potency because Krishna accepts you. Krishna accepts everybody, and he accepts our service. But now this becomes a closer embrace. But otherwise, don't expect any magic or that all of a sudden you're just going to be catapulted into the spiritual world. You have to still make the effort yourself. Anybody else?
Yeah, Bhaktin Avi also had a nice question. Would you like to ask that, Avi? Bhaktin Avi, you want to ask your question? You need to turn your microphone on. Let's see if I can turn it on for you. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Hare Krishna.
Uh-huh.
Hare Krishna. What qualities do you look for in a disciple?
Well, firstly, that they don't sleep in japa and class. And the real quality is that the devotee is willing to both serve Srila Prabhupada's mission and whatever that means according to where they are and what they're doing, and that they're really serious about sadhana. I'm not really keen on accepting devotees who are not sadhakas and who don't want to be sadhana. It's like, I don't know, someone wanting to be a miner who doesn't want to dig. If you want to mine, then you have to be willing to dig. You can't just sort of expect, like people went to South Africa in the beginning because they said that the diamonds were lying on the beach. So the diamonds are not lying on the beach. They're inside the mine, and you have to be willing to mine. Mine as being the thing, and mining as also being the activity. You have to be willing to mine devotional service to go deep in the heart. Those are, I think, the main things, that someone is serious about sadhana and someone is serious about serving ISKCON. Okay, why don't we meet again in a couple of weeks, literally speaking, a couple of weeks, it's more than a couple of weeks. When is it anyway? Oh yes, the 10th. Oh yeah, 3 weeks. And it's really nice to see you all. Thank you for being committed and serious, wanted to make this step. I remember Satsuk Maharaj told me what Prabhupada told him when he took sannyas. And he said, but you can't look back and regret what I gave up. So that's for all devotees, that if we're really moving forward and then we're making commitment, both in the vows and so on, that we can't lament or regret, oh, I gave this up. Or sometimes people complain, I gave my youth to Krishna consciousness and what have I got to show for it? So no looking back, you just look forward. And then in due course of time, you see Krishna over the horizon. Hare Krishna. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Radha Shamsundar ki jai.
Jai.
Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Hare
jai.
Krishna.
Jai.
Thank you so much, Guru Raj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.